Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's right. That's right.
Nailed it.
I feel like I'm gonna start doing the ID as like a almost like a
dramatic
poet,
reading,
like a beat poet,
dramatic reading.
Slam poetry. K I L T A M. Yeah, you're right.
In for loop. All you ladies out there.
Oh wow, we're going Quiet Storm.
This is K I L T A M.
Yeah,
Houston.
Yeah,
and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, let's get going on a Thursday in the loop here. On Sports Radio 610, the man Sean's always right. It is John Lopez, Reginald Datatula, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was about to ask question of the day. It's not question of the day, Tommy. And I'm jumping forward.
It's gonna be a good one though.
Is it? You're willing to? I always feel weird about like promising that.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Like we're gonna
do a little vertical tease, man.
Yeah. All right, a little vertical tease. We will get to the question today.
The old saying: over promise and under deliver.
That's right. Yes, that's right. That's the way
I
live
my life.
That's right. I will promise that we'll talk to our guy ND Kalu at 11:20. So getting ready for the wild card matchup between the Texans and the Chargers on Saturday. But let's begin. I guess going backwards in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The coordinators. Talk on the Thursdays on a normal week, but on a short week, the slid week, I guess I've been calling it. That was yesterday where the coordinators talked, and there was one thing that definitely got the people going.
Man,
is the one way you can say it. If you know what I'm talking about, or if you just want to talk back, let us know. Hit us up on the text line 713-572-4610, and then also we're up on the YouTube, we're up on the Twitch. Those are also available to you, but. Bobby Slowick ends up being a topic of conversation anytime he talks, just because offense is where we are, right? Like that is where a lot of people's focus goes, just generally in the sport of football. But then also with the very particular situation that he exists in with this Texas team and the way that this offense has been sporadic, to say the least. And it did not feel like necessary. Well, that's not fair. He did allude to that. Mm-hmm. But there was a level of confidence in there.
Was it?
It felt from him, from his side.
Yeah.
That felt a little, I don't know, a little surprising for me.
It felt a lot of surprising for me. Now, let's be very, very clear and fair.
Okay.
He's not, you know, you're talking about this offense going into the postseason and what it is, what you expect, how you get it going again, et cetera. I mean, he's not going to say up there like, and say,
boy, we stink.
I got no idea.
Yeah, that's not a way to go about this.
So he's not going to do that. Boy, we suck, don't we? He's not going to do that.
Nor should he.
Nor should he. But it got a little wild, man. Just like almost, who are you trying to convince here is how I felt. And we're going to hear from him here in just a second. But are you trying to convince us? Because we know better, and you know that. Are you trying to convince yourself?
The royal we?
Yes. Are you trying to convince your team? Or are you just saying what needs to be said? And I think it probably falls in the last category and trying to convince his team because he wants us to think like he kept going back to a theme and we'll hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go to the tape. So Bobby Slowick, to begin off his availability, he was asked specifically why now it feels like the Texans can flip a switch heading into the AFC playoffs.
I don't necessarily think for us the way we approach it is you're really flipping a switch. Like naturally you get to the playoffs and everyone's season's on the line. I'm sure everyone's talked about it. There's just a different speed to the game. There's a different physicality to the game. There's a different intensity to the game. Like you can't avoid that. And you know, we know we've had some ups and some downs on offense this year, and there's been a lot of really evolving as an entire group. And I would say like the last 3 weeks in particular, we've really honed in on what we think we need to do in both areas, the run and the pass game, really all the way across the board that we think fits us as a group and who we have out there. and our identity as a team that we can really press forward with. But then that takes time to even grow into that, you know. And as we work through some things, even the last 3 weeks, our emphasis beyond that was we got to do everything we can to start to get hot. And that's really all it takes is if you get hot as an offense, especially around this time of year, that's a really good thing for your team and your organization. And I would say probably this year, generally, like I think last year we probably had a few hot streaks in there. I feel like this year we didn't have as many hot streaks and strides that we hit for multiple games as an offense this year. And that's really been our intent. Like, how on the details can we be as we go through every single one of these practices and weeks so that we can kind of start a spark.
All right. So he had a couple of talking points there that you are going to hear again. And so it's clear that they are talking points. The last 3 weeks, we're honing in. We've honed in.
We have honed in on. Over the last 3 weeks.
On what we want to be, how we're going to play, et cetera. So the last 3 weeks and honed in. Really? Let's look at the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Chiefs, 311 yards. All right. You know, whatever. That's decent. 2 turnovers, 6 penalties, 57 yards rushing. Ravens. Well, we don't even really need to see the numbers there. We know what happened there, right? Titans, 1 series. So it's kind of hard to establish that is when they've honed in, so to speak, on things, because those performances are not showing me, hey, the last 3 weeks they're kind of getting it. Hey, the last 3 weeks they're honing in. Figgy knows this. I a lot of times, and I may have, you know, used this with you, Reggie. A lot of times when I'm being sarcastic about a player or a team that is really not doing well, I always say the same thing. I say, oh man, they're just ramping up. You know, they're just ramping up. He did everything but say that, but we're just ramping up. Because they're not playing well offensively, but he's saying that.
And I mean, there has to be a certain acknowledgement of that in there. But I think the thing that was a little perplexing within this, if I can use that word, was the idea that I guess, again, it comes back to you have to try and project some level of confidence. But the idea that, hey, we've figured it out. We've honed in on what it is that we want to be doing. And maybe that's, again, pointing to the idea that, hey, we just need to go out and do it. I guess what would be the implication beyond that. But, yeah, man, if you've honed in on what it is, I haven't seen it. Exactly. Right? I'm trying to parse, you know, the better instances and, like, saying, hey, have they figured out what the game plan is, what the path is to offensive success? And I can't say that they have over the last few. And, maybe, again, you're in a place where the question then comes up, what is he supposed to say?
Right.
And I don't know that I have a great answer for that, but it feels like the response of, well, no, we have a good idea of what it's supposed to be. We've heard that refrain a few times and not seen the results. And it does make me a little skeptical as to what we will ultimately see. You were talking about the idea of wrinkles or whatever.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like it trends towards, hey, there are some wrinkles, there are some curveballs that we'll be able to throw out there that'll give us some level of advantage on Saturday. This feels like it's trending towards, yeah, within what we have done, we know the things that work the best, and we're going to just try and hit those, which doesn't give me personally a whole bunch of confidence.
Well, thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what I was saying. Like, if his, and let's listen to cut two here, but if his idea of we've honed in, we're honing in, is we think we know what we want to do and how we can get there, but they haven't shown that, you know, on the field. But Figgy, like, listen to this, and it's just another variation of that theme.
Yeah, I think the identity is what you show on tape. You know what I mean? And as I said, that's been a moving target often this year. And I think we've honed in on what that is, and we're going to go, and we're gonna put that out there. We're going to execute that to the best of our ability. And hopefully by the end of every game you guys watch, you guys could tell me.
So he thinks they know what they need to do. That's how I would interpret it, giving him the benefit of the doubt. But to say it's on tape, to say the last 3 weeks, that's where I'm like, man, they just haven't. They just haven't shown it on the field. But if he's saying, okay, finally figured it out, you know, I think we know what we're going to do. Well, then, okay, give him the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, and I do want to get to this one, because I believe this is where he ultimately got to it. And it's not something that he hasn't said before, but it feels like this is a full clarification of the idea that maybe we're grasping at straws, which was he said that, you know, we've shown it on tape. So then the follow up was, what has this Texans team shown on tape?
Yeah, what people say outside of this building really, like, that's not really something we hone in on, focus on. We're very much a self-reflection type unit and really self-inspired, and that's how we go about everything, you know? So we know what this week means to us. We know the challenge we have in front of us is one heck of a defense. I mean, they're number one in points. They're top five in, like, every good situational statistic that there is. You know, we got a challenge. But, you know, through the course of the year, we've had many challenges that we've arisen to. We're extremely explosive. Like, I've said that, really, if there's one thing we hang our hat on without a doubt, like, we got playmakers out there that can take a ball and go 20 yards any given play. And, you know, we got to clean up the in-betweens. Been that way really all season. We know that. And, you know, we'll keep pressing forward in that regard.
That feels like the game plan.
They're just ramping up.
That, like, it feels like the thing that he identifies. And, again, I'm saying all this with the caveat, understanding that he's not going to be like, hey, this is exactly what we're going to try and do this week. But he has said it before, like, the thing that they're good at is explosives. Yeah. And even going through that, like, how many explosives are you actually seeing from this team? And then he talks about you need to clean up the stuff in between. Yeah, that's the football, man. And, yes, I appreciate from the 832 on the text line, pulling in on a situation or honing in on a situation is identifying what you need to do. It doesn't mean that you've implemented the changes to make that happen. It simply means that you've identified those issues. All right, cool, right? Like, if that's the way we want to put it, that's fine. But translating that, right, like taking, I guess in a car metaphor, I don't know why my brain went here, right? Having the power in the engine is cool. If you can't transfer that to the ground, your car's still not going to go as fast as you want it to, right? And even then, like, explosives, it feels like the explosives that this team has been able to generate have been a lot of individual brilliance.
No, it does feel that way. They're going to try to hang their hat on that. It's Nico and however other ways. That
Nico
they,
and Joe
that,
Mixon.
That they get it. Yeah, they get the big
the explosive tandem, the explosion twins.
It is very interesting, though, because, you know, if you listen to all three of those cuts that we just played, you know, it kind of sounds like a guy that is also sort of politicking for, I got this figured out. I can get this figured out. You know, like he's sort of saying, oh, now we're honing in. How many times did he say that? And we've honed in and all this other stuff. It sounds like a guy that is like, okay, this is our last hurrah, and I think we know how to get there. He's talking to coaches, like his head coach, and maybe above that even, for his own sake, you know?
Yeah, and I think all of this, I appreciate the 832 texted him. I think all of this also continues in with the framework, and I'm not going to play the full cut, but he was asked what the biggest challenge for him in season two was, and he basically got to a place where he was talking about this team is, and this, you know, the people on this offense, the staff and such, have gotten to a place where they feel really good about where they're going. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, like, that's the general kind of foundation, or like context is the word I'm looking for, the framework that makes all the other stuff feel a little disconcerting. And I don't know, I don't know what I expected from him, right? I think that's something that people will say, like, well, what did you expect?
No, and we said that at the start,
but coming into it, it does make me that's been the concern in this game, is like, can you put up the points against a team, that a defense that has been pretty solid, at least scoring wise I think technically, if you want to take away defensive scores, they'd be second. But that's nothing to scoff at, right? A team that has really upped their defense and the actual, like, schematics of their defense. It feels like you're not getting a schematic advantage in this game. It's going to depend on how well is CJ playing as an individual.
Well,
is Nico playing? Is Joe Mixon able to kind of bounce and create things? Because, again, it just hasn't felt like the actual offense in and of itself has created a lot for this
team. And I say this a lot, too, when people talk about, like, the last three games, or in this case, based on what? You know, based on what is this confidence level and that you've honed in? What is that based on? Look, everybody here hopes that boy, it does happen. You know, they have finally figured out, you know, whether it was through mistakes, bad performances like against Baltimore or a very short series against Tennessee Titans, that they have honed in. Everybody here would love to see this team just keep playing. All I'm saying is that was a weird way to approach it, and I don't know what it's based on.
That's where the confusion comes from. Now, I will say, benefit of the doubt, right? This Chargers team has been somewhat susceptible to explosives, right? So if you are hanging your hat on the idea that, hey, we do explosives, there is some level of, you know, overlap there with with a porthole in what this Chargers defense coming in can do if you can block it up. And they usually get pressure, but they get pressure. It takes a little while for that pressure to get there. Now, technically, for the Texans over the course of the season, they allow that pressure to happen quickly. So we'll see which one of those, you know, kind of statistical histories wins out on the day on Saturday. But yeah, maybe those are the places where you have an opportunity to be successful. But it feels like you can't make the entire ship out of explosives. Like he said, you got to clean up the things in the middle, and we haven't seen that really, you know, in it for a long span of time. You haven't seen it for the entirety of a game, and if they could find a way to put it all together, that's awesome. It just feels like, I guess, the level of confidence there that I guess you have to have going into the game doesn't match with what we've seen from this team on tape.
No, it does not. It is just very fascinating to hear him because he was the golden child. I mean, the absolute golden child of play calling. He and Ben Johnson were mentioned in the same thing, and we would have bought this because they had, you know, a pretty good sample size of, they've done some really good things over the course of the season, and C.J. Stroud is playing at a very high level. And that's why when I hear it this year, I'm like, based on what exactly? But it does come back down to, you know, the explosives or whatever it may be. C.J. Stroud. I mean, it comes down to C.J. Stroud being the guy that we saw in Tennessee more often than not.
I wonder how aggressive, if that is indeed, and again, I might just be off on a different tangent here, but like, if that is indeed, you know, we're trying to make sure we get explosives and those types of things. I wonder how aggressive this team is going to be about that, right? Like, is it going to be a similar Bobby Slowick that, you know, seems to light some first downs on fire? Are they just kind of going to get out here and he also talked about the idea of running the football well, which that has not been something that they've done well. But are you going to kind of shift the way that you do that? Or is it going to look largely the same and you're just going to hope that you finally nail it and you get it right this time?
I do expect them to take their shots. I think that's the one thing we can all expect. He's said it multiple times. He said it there. And it's really the path, you know, to being able to break this game open, especially early.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Thursday. Like I said earlier, we will talk to Andy Kalu at 11:20, as we often do on Thursdays. But coming up next, I truly believe that I watched the best basketball game that I've seen in a very long time yesterday. Why I believe that and what that might mean for the Rockets, we'll do it next.